Headline news continues to play a factor when it comes to our cattle markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. Frustration is another word that, according to Ethan Lane, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Yeah, frustration about allowing more beef in from a country that has pretty questionable processes and food safety standards in country, and we already have a massive trade imbalance on the beef side with. But also, I think a lot of frustration from producers because they've been subject to some of this kind of news-making rhetoric, right? This administration loves a headline, they love a story, they love a press release, they love to build drama. And what they haven't understood is every time they do that, especially at the end of the week, they're messing with the cattle markets in a way that means our producers in a really good market are struggling to manage risk and cover margin calls and buy LRP. And so you've got this kind of pent-up frustration that really sort of hit, you know, the afterburner with this announcement that, you know, we're getting too much for our cattle and consumers should pay less for our product. At a time when I think a lot of our producers are saying, gosh, I'm just finally getting some debt paid down and getting wealth in that awful period during COVID.
Yeah, and our producers know exactly what they're doing. They've been here somewhat before, but definitely know how to handle finances and marketing.
Absolutely. That is such an important part of our business. Mm-hmm. And it's one that I think outside the industry people don't understand. They think cattle, grass, you know, horseback, how hard could it be? That is the fun part of the business, right? The other part of it is having to actually run a business in the cattle industry. And so absolutely, they have their pencils sharpened. They know exactly what those larger national conversations mean for their own supply chains, for their own markets. They're in those risk management markets every day as a regular part of their businesses. And so they feel every bump in the road. And you know, it's one of those things where we can't just play around with that. We have to be incredibly consistent, and we have to make sure we're continuing to focus on the fact that fundamentally, this is a strong market. Consumers are showing up. They're paying for our product.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.